Welcome back, joined now by Mr. Aquarium, Jerry Schubel, President and CEO of the Aquarium of the Pacific. Jerry, welcome to Straight Talk.
Good to be here.
Congratulations. You're celebrating your 10th anniversary of the Aquarium. Big doings this year.
Big doings all year long. Started on June 14th, and they'll continue for 12 months.
Well, in our summer issue of the Straight Talk Reporter, we have a cover story on the Aquarium of the Pacific's 10th anniversary year. And you had 1.4 million visitors last year. You have 35,000 members of the Aquarium. And as we state in the article, the Aquarium really has become part of the fabric of our community.
We certainly would like to think so. We try to have programs that bring the entire community together. We try to connect the community with each other, and we also try to connect this community in Long Beach and Southern California with the ocean.
And you have a real passion. Jerry's been the head of it for 6 years now, and he also has a guest column in the same magazine. And it became clear to me that the passion you have for what you're doing, it's not just entertaining to watch a lot of very pretty fish and interact with them, which itself is great, but there's an important educational component and an enlightenment component that you have a real... Tell us about your mission with this aquarium.
Okay, as you say, we have to be a very entertaining place, because if the people don't come, we can't educate them. So the first task is to be an entertaining place to come. We're a great classical aquarium. Last year we had 1.4 million. This year we'll have 1.5. We get over 330,000 school kids every year. And the challenge then becomes, once they're there, how do you snooker them into learning something about the ocean and about all of the issues that are facing the ocean and this planet, and make it engaging, entertaining, empowering, and fun.
And you know, the location of the aquarium, right at the mouth of the LA River and at the Pacific Ocean, which is not exactly clean where we are, is exhibit A that we need to be doing more and to understand how all this stuff works.
Well, I think that's right. But that, to me, that makes Long Beach a very attractive city to build the kind of an aquarium we want to build that will create this sense of stewardship for the ocean. We have a beautiful city. We have all these wonderful waterfront assets. And now we have to figure out how we can accommodate this growing population without having an unacceptable adverse impact on the ocean and marine life.
And you state in your guest column, and I agree with it, that we need to change our ways, that we cannot continue the intrusion in the environment, which we have in the last 50 years, into the future. Something has to give.
We need to change our ways, and I think that we have to reframe all of these issues in much larger terms. So simple framing of these as simply conservation issues doesn't work any longer. We have to put them in a broader societal context, economics, conservation, quality of life, and because we're going to live in a very different world, and so we have to design a better future for other forms of life as well as for human beings.
And the man in the street is becoming aware now that water is not just free coming from the trees. It's a very increasingly scarce commodity. We're having to pay more money for it, and we have to learn how to use it and conserve wisely.
No, that's exactly right. We work closely with the Long Beach Water Department because they have been pioneers in conservation, ocean desalination, and we have about half the water in Southern California that we need to support this population with present usage. So we will be having a forum in September to talk about when we lose 30% of the water we get from the Delta because of pumping restrictions related to the Endangered Species Act, what do we do?
And we're also losing Colorado water because they're taking it back,
which
they have the right to in Arizona and Nevada.
That's right, and conservation will help, but it won't bring us to water prosperity. So we've got to figure out how can we conserve most effectively, and then how do we supplement with other sources of water.
And what better place to learn all that, as you say, than at the aquarium, which you get great speakers coming to your Honda Theater, and you give a tip of the hat in your column to the port for their green port policy, although much remains to be done.
Well, but I think both of our ports are leaders in the greening of ports, and they're on the right trajectory. And if you compare waterborne trade with any other mode of transport, ships are far and away the most environmentally friendly of any mode of transport.
Really?
Far better than trucks and somewhat better than rail. And so now we just have to complete that analysis.
We have a minute left, Jerry. What are your plans for the next 5 years with the aquarium? I know it continues to expand, new exhibits, more space, but where's it going in the next 5 years?
Well, the challenge for the next 5 years is to take this powerful classical aquarium that we've built and add these other dimensions that will make us a facility that will connect people to their environment. It will build social capital and will build natural capital, nature. And we think we're in the ideal place to do that.
Well, let me wish you every continued success in your efforts and, very importantly, happy anniversary.
Thank you, Art.
Please be with us in the next segment. You won't want to miss Mark Munim and our staff sergeant, on an incredible story of Coffee to the Troops.